This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Good to have you with us. We are live. I am back from Seoul, South Korea. Got a lot to talk about this hour. I'm kind of glad there's nothing really huge happening in the news. Yeah, there's this caravan of 5,000, I guess, now trying to get through Mexico to get to the U.S. That's going on, but I don't know, that's sort of been probably overcovered, especially on CNN. But tonight we've got a great show lined up for you. I am back from Korea, so I am live. I appreciate all the messages from people saying, what's going on? Where are you? I want a new download of the podcast. Well, thank you very much for missing me. I am back. We've got 2 hours for you tonight live. In hour number two, my guest is Paul Begley, and so many of you are familiar with him. I've had a lot of listeners ask me to bring Pastor Paul Begley on the program. He's never been on before. We started trying to set this up, I think, a couple months ago, and it is worked out now. He will be with us in hour number two. And if you're not familiar with Pastor Paul Begley, he's huge on the internet. And it's one of the things I want to talk to him about. He's got so much on his YouTube channel, but he's got like 230,000 subscribers to his YouTube channel and millions upon millions of views. So one of the things I want to talk to him about is, you know, how can Christians, conservatives impact the culture with social media? I mean, here's a guy, I think he's probably at least my age. He's probably at least in his 50s. And he's really taken this social media to a new level with Bible prophecy. He may be like the number one guy on all of YouTube that talks about Bible prophecy. So, of course, we'll talk about Bible prophecy. We'll talk about what's in the news and how it relates to Bible prophecy. But also, I want to talk to him about YouTube and social media and how he's doing all the great things that he's doing. Next week, we go back to one of our favorite themes. My guest in hour number two is Peter Voronsky. He has a book out called Sons of Cain, and it's a book all about serial killers, and be very interesting to have that discussion with him. It's not about one particular serial killer, but just the sort of psychological profile of serial killers, and how do people end up as serial killers? You always hear the story of the serial killer, and many times the neighbors had no idea. This guy, he's like the nicest neighbor. I had no idea he had 50 bodies buried in his basement. I mean, these are the kind of weird stories you hear, but there is a profile, a pattern, and we'll talk about that next week. All right, so hour number two is Pastor Paul. Hour number one is yours truly, and I want to talk about this hour, the trip to Korea. Even if you're not interested in Korea, I think you'll be interested in this hour because I'm going to talk about travel and how to travel internationally and how to do so inexpensively. I'll give you some of the actual numbers of what it costs for me to do this trip, and also some really interesting insights I gained from traveling to Asia for the first time. I'd never been to that part of the world, and it was fascinating. I have to tell you, though, that I'm dealing with jet lag, which has never really been, I've never really had a problem with it, with jet lag. I used to travel a lot when I was younger. I go from, you know, East Coast to Central Time Zone to West Coast, never really got, you know, had a problem. You know, you always hear a lot of people talk about jet lag and different supplements you can take and reset your clock when you get on the plane to the next time zone and trick yourself by wearing a mask to block out all the light and trick yourself that it's night before it is, and all these strategies that people have. For me, I just always ignored all that because, honestly, it never really was an issue. I just was like, okay, I'm in California, and this is the time it is in California, and now I'm back in Florida, and this is the time here. I mean, it just never really affected me much. I'll tell you this, though. When you fly, so I flew between my two flights, so from Florida all the way to Seoul, Korea, the combined time in the air is around 18 hours. And I have to tell you that the time difference is 13 hours. So what that meant was that literally I was going to bed at night and calling my wife to say hello, and she was starting her day. The time difference of 13 hours meant that I was actually a day ahead of where I came from. So I got on a plane on a Tuesday and got to Korea on a Wednesday. And that, you know, the whole time, I'm a day ahead. So I'm calling my wife on a Sunday morning, and it's her Saturday night, and so I have to tell you, I got back at midnight on Tuesday night. I stayed over at the airport in Orlando overnight, and then my wife met up with me Wednesday afternoon, and I got back home. And so I've been in my own bed now for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so four nights. But I'll tell you, I'm still messed up. I'm waking up like the day is starting at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I am, ending up, like today, I slept a lot today, and I don't know, I can't get my days and nights straight. I'm still not able to work this out. It's becoming a problem. I'll be honest with you. I put up on my Facebook, hey, do you have any ideas on how to deal with jet lag for 13 hours of jet lag? And everybody, it's one of those funny things. Everybody sort of has like a home remedy or an idea. And some of it makes sense and some of it doesn't. I mean, some of it's like, well, tell yourself, you know, convince yourself that you're in the new time zone. Make yourself, you know, even though you're tired, don't let yourself sleep during the day. Make yourself stay up, and then you'll reset. Somebody had something about melatonin. If I took a certain amount of melatonin, it would reset my body clock. And I just kind of scratching my head thinking, how does that work? Does like the melatonin get into my body and then somehow it communicates to my brain like, hey, dummy, you're back in the East Coast of the United States. You need to be back to your normal time zone. I don't know how it works or if it works. But in any case, I am here with you. Maybe half my brain is functioning, but a lot to talk about. So before we hit our first break, I want to kind of give you a quick preview, then we'll get into more details. So the three reasons that I went to Seoul, Korea, because everybody said, why are you doing this? Why are you going to Seoul, Korea? I've been studying Taekwondo for many, many years. Taekwondo comes from Korea, and a lot of the history we learn when we're learning Taekwondo was very fascinating to me to actually go to Korea and see that in person, see those stories, you know, in real life, to actually visit those monuments, grave sites of famous individuals from Korea history. So did that. I'm also working on an article about martial arts and Korea, and I'm going to try to get that published in one of the main martial arts magazines. I also visited a place called Bitcoin Center in Seoul, Korea. And cryptocurrency is big there. We'll talk about that tonight. And then lastly, I was able to meet up with two young ladies. They're young enough to be my daughter. And we had breakfast together in Gangnam, the Gangnam neighborhood of Seoul. And we talked about this interesting opportunity of people moving to Korea to teach English and how much money they make, and they get housing and airfare, and it sounds pretty good. So we'll get into all of this tonight as my post-Korea trip episode begins. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I have to tell you, this of all the things going on this week, so my wife says, hey, honey, don't forget we have that costume party we're going to on Saturday night. So I'm dealing with jet lag and I've just, you know, gotten back from Korea. And so I'm like, okay, you know, that's fine. So we can do that. So we went last night to this party, one of my wife's theater friends. And I have to tell you, I have never in my life seen anybody go out all out like this couple did for Halloween. I'm not really a big Halloween person. Sometimes I'll do a haunted hayride. There's a park near the house here. They do a really cute haunted hayride thing. I might do that, but I'm just, it's not one of my big holidays. But we went to this party last night and my wife dressed up as Lucy and she wanted me to be Ricky, but since I've got the beard now, that wasn't going to work. So I just wore my martial arts uniform with my black belt and I went as a martial arts guy, which I kind of already am. So it probably didn't officially count as dressing up as something because that was my real martial arts uniform and belt. But in any case, I thought maybe I'm just exhausted because I'm standing there at the party and I actually run into John Biner at this party. And you might be, a lot of younger people listen to this show now. And so some of you may not know who John Biner is. Really a legend, an actor, comedian. I remember watching him all the way back to days when he was on, you know, the days when he was on Johnny Carson. He got his start on Ed Sullivan. I mean, this is like a really big name guy. And I'm like, okay, are you John Biner? And it's like, yes, I am. Nice to meet you. And I guess he lives here in the Palm Coast area where I live. I didn't really know that. I think someone had mentioned to me 3 or 4 years ago that they had run into him here in town. I thought maybe he was just vacationing or something. But yeah, John Biner lives here, and I just like ran into him. And so I'm thinking, is this the jet lag? Am I now hallucinating? Is this John Biner that's standing here in front of me at this costume party? And sure enough, it wasn't. It wasn't someone dressed up as John Biner. It was actually John Biner. Where do we start on this trip to Korea? Let me give you the numbers. Everybody wants to talk about, well, you know, I'd like to do a trip like that, Jim. I don't know how you're able to do that. Well, let me tell you how it worked. So let me give you the numbers. Let me start by telling you airfare and hotel, just to give you those numbers and get those out on the table. So airfare and hotel, I would put that right around $1,600 total for 2 weeks of hotel, including my airfare. So like just to get there and have a place to stay for 2 weeks in Seoul, Korea, $1,600. And I stayed in a pretty nice place. So let me give you kind of the backstory on that. So the time that I wanted to visit Korea was, I wanted to do it either in the fall or in the spring because it does get super cold there. It is northerly. So if you look at the map, yeah, you got to go all the way, you know, west, other side of the globe, but it is north. So they do have a harsh winter. They have snow, they have 0 degree temperatures, all that. So I wanted to go in the fall or in the spring when the weather was more mild. So I used the Google Flight tool. And for those that don't know how to use that, it is the tool to use to find cheap airfare. So a round trip flight to Seoul, Korea, it can cost you as much as like $2,500 from the East Coast of the U.S. I would say more typically, maybe anywhere from $1,500 to $1,800 would be kind of a going price, although you can pay more than that depending on your itinerary. So I use the Google Flight site to do this. If you go to Google, just type in Google Flights, you'll find it. And the key tool at Google Flights is where you're able to, and I've got a video on YouTube on how to do this, but you click on where you put in your where you're going. So Orlando to Seoul, Korea, and then you put in just some dates. You just pick some dates in there. And then you click on the little graph that shows you visually what the rates are all throughout the coming months, even sometimes as far out as a year. And it's actually just like right there. It's like a chart. You can see it and you can see where the low prices are. So I flew for probably about half of what most people flew for using that tool. I was able to find this deal. And then what I did was I stayed at a guest house in the Hongdae area of Seoul, which is super nice. It's right by Hongik University, and it was right by the subway station. It was like a bed and breakfast. I had my own private room, my own private bathroom. There was a breakfast provided every morning, and I stayed there for the 2 weeks. It was a nice little place, and it was safe and clean and all of that. And I wasn't really going to Korea to hang out in my hotel room. So I could have paid maybe double what I paid and stayed in a little bit of a fancier place that had a swimming pool and a gym and all those things. But I wasn't really going for that reason. I was going to go out and see things. So the actual hard dollar cost, the airfare and the guest house altogether, I'll put it at about $1,600. And then I probably spent another $1,000 in just, doing stuff. And I didn't have to spend that much. I did eat some fairly inexpensive meals. What is interesting is when you are a tourist, there are tourist areas in every major city where you're going to end up paying triple or more for your meal. And you might still do that for the experience of it. Maybe you want to eat in a beautiful restaurant that has an incredible view of the city or offer some special experience that's kind of part of your visit, and that's fine. But if you get a little bit outside of the tourist zones, like in Seoul, in Korea, one U.S. dollar is worth 1,100 Korean won. That's W-O-N. And so to give you an idea, I could get a meal if I wasn't looking to be in the tourist zones at like the super nice places. I could buy like a lunch for maybe $7 or $8. Or what I did a few times just because I was tired is I just went to the local convenience store, which was maybe half a block from my guest house. And I just bought like a bowl of ramen and brought it back to my guest house and put hot water in there. And that was my meal. So I did that a few times just because it was kind of fun, trying out some different flavors of ramen that they have in Korea that they don't have here in the U.S. But this myth that people have that in order to take a trip like this, I mean, I've had people say to me, wow, that must have been like, what, $10,000? Are you kidding me? My wife would have never approved of me taking $10,000 to do something like that. So you can do these trips. It was incredible. After the break, I'll get into a lot more details on what I did on the trip. But a lot of people asked, how do you do that? And I planned it out. I bought the airfare, I think, a good 2 months in advance. But using the Google Flight tool, to find the optimum day to leave and the optimum day to come back. And I flew on a beautiful American Airlines 787 Superliner. And man, it was beautiful. They fed us three meals each way, all of that for less than $1,000 round trip airfare. All right, more details on the trip to Korea. We'll be back.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
And the website is christianmoney.com. We're talking this hour about my trip to Asia. I was there for 2 weeks. I want to take a quick break from that, though, to let you know about something really exciting that's coming up in a few months, but I'll let you know about it now. I got a phone call. Interesting. I land in the United States. So I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth, changing planes to take my final flight to Orlando. This is on my way back from Seoul, Korea. And the minute I land, I turn my phone on and there's a message that I literally just missed this call by maybe a minute. So I turn on my phone, there's a message flashing and it's, Tommy Danheiser from Coast to Coast AM, George Norrie's producer. So, you know, I'm going to call him right back. I mean, that's like one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me, coming on Coast to Coast AM as a regular guest. So I call him back. I actually texted him and I said, "Hey, Tommy, I'm going through immigration and customs and I just landed from Korea, been in Korea for 2 weeks. Can I get back with you tomorrow?" So he replies back, "Sure, call me tomorrow." So I call him up, and interesting, the reason he called me was he wants to have me as one of the keynote speakers or guests at an event that will be taking place in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, next July. If you're a listener to Coast AM, you probably know that George Norrie does these, he calls them stage shows, where he goes around the country and it's like a 2-hour night, and you buy a ticket, and he has different speakers, and I guess he even sings. George Norrie sings with a band. So I'm going to be one of the guests at the Fort Lauderdale event, which is coming up in July. And I think tickets and everything are already available for that at the Coast to Coast AM website. Secondly, while I had Tommy Danheiser on the phone, I got a commitment from him that they are going to put together a Bitcoin Coast to Coast AM show where I will be the featured guest to discuss Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And that'll be coming up in the next several weeks. So I wanted to share that with you before I forgot. And by the way, back to the topic of my trip to Seoul, Korea. I took an opportunity on this trip more than any other trip I did to produce a lot of videos. And I've been getting so much positive reaction from the videos. Really, at this point, a lot more people watching my videos on Facebook than watching them over at YouTube. But probably the easiest way, if you're not already my friend on Facebook, would be to just go to YouTube and search my name, James L. Paris, P-A-R-I-S, just like the city in France, James L. Paris. Search my name on YouTube. You'll find my channel, and you'll see, I think there were 10 videos I posted, maybe 9 or 10 videos. I posted just 3 more videos yesterday that I hadn't yet edited and produced, showing you all of the amazing stuff that I got to do while I was in Korea. So that's there for you. If you want to follow me on Facebook, you can find me the same way. The Facebook page is christianmoney.com, or personally, you can be a friend. James L. Paris is my name over on Facebook. And you can also see that picture of me and John Biner from last night's costume party. That was a lot of fun. All right. So I wanted to share with you the cost of the trip and all of that, because so many people say things to me like, man, you're so lucky. I wish I could take a trip like that. Well, look, I mean, it's really, if you think about it, like for a 2-week vacation or trip, which in this case was really like a working vacation because I did work every day I was there. I had interviews scheduled. I did videos, all kinds of things. So, you know, for 2 weeks, for $1,500-$1,600, your actual hard cost, you know, that's not really a huge deal. And this is the problem. I think most people just don't realize that if you have the right strategies, that you can go on these trips and it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. A couple of people I follow on YouTube, one is a guy, his handle on YouTube is Hobo Traveler. Hobo Traveler. I've mentioned them on the radio show before. Another one is a guy named Gabriel Traveler. So those are two guys who travel full time. And they have all kinds of strategies and deals. Like I was following Gabriel Traveler's channel. He's most recently been for maybe 6 weeks now in Greece. And he's in all these different Greek islands. And I'm like, wow, that must be really expensive to be hanging out on a beautiful Greek island. Not so. The average cost he was showing for his hotels was like $40-$50 a night. And what we really don't realize here in the U.S. is how inexpensive it is to travel abroad. So when I went to Seoul, Korea, I was able to, you know, obviously convert my money at a currency exchange, and $1 US buys 1,100 won. And so the dollar is really powerful in Korea. Now that sounds like a lot, but like to go, if you buy a nice, let's say, okay, so maybe kind of like a average dinner, just at a kind of a takeout place, or a little restaurant, a little, you know, hole in the wall restaurant, might cost 8,000 or 9,000 won. So how you work the money there is you kind of forget about the zeros, and it's like, instead of thinking 8,000 or 9,000, you're just thinking like $8 or $9. Even though it's actually a little bit better than that, it's 1,100 to one. It's not 1,000 to one, but that was how I did it. So if I took out a 10,000 won bill, which is one of their bills, that's like a $10 bill. So that's kind of how you keep yourself straight in terms of the money and how much things will cost. So a typical dinner would be under $10. Lunch, the same thing. And if I went to somewhere fancy, which one night I did go to this Korean barbecue, and I had a beer and I had a like a, this huge dinner that was enough for like three people, honestly. And it was like $40 US, I think is what it came out to. So it was, you know, really a lot of these places, the hotels are cheap. Eating out is cheap. And so in Seoul, Korea, let me give you some of my quick thoughts about the city and what it was like kind of being there. And of course, all of this is on the videos over at YouTube. And then in our next segment, I'll get into just a little bit of a preview on these three different articles that I'm working on. One on teaching English in Korea, also the cryptocurrency scene over there, and then also a little bit about some of the martial arts history that was so fascinating in Korea. And I actually got out of Seoul and went down to the central part of South Korea as well. And I'll talk about that in the next segment. But let me give you some of my reactions and surprises about Korea. It was incredibly clean. I didn't go there thinking like, oh, this is going to be, you know, a dirty place, or as Trump would say, an S, the letter S. I won't fill in the rest of it. Hole. I didn't think that at all, because I had seen pictures. I'd seen video. But nonetheless, I was still really surprised how clean it was, how safe it was. I had zero problems with anybody. And I rode the subway. I walked in alleys where I was by myself. I was in coffee shops with my electronics out and everything. I had zero problem. Number two, the food is incredible. You might be someone that likes Asian food. I do. I love all kinds of Asian food. I'm not a big seafood person, but I kind of draw the line there. But I'm a regular at the local Chinese takeout place here, the local Chinese buffet. I love that kind of food. And you think as an American, you've had that kind of food because you've eaten in American versions of that. You haven't. The food is so much better, the Asian food. And I had everything from Vietnamese food to Chinese to, of course, a lot of Korean food. And one of the things that was really noticeable to me was the wide palette of flavors that you get in a Korean meal. It's not just spicy, but wow, that's spicy, but it's a little bit sweet too. And then, you know, everything has its own unique taste, and it's just a much wider palette of tastes that you get in a meal over there than you see in the Asian food here in the U.S. All right, a little bit more about this, and then we'll get into a preview on the three articles I'm working on. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. This is our final segment for hour number one. And in hour number two, my guest is Pastor Paul Begley, and super excited to have him with us. He's got a just an enormous following on YouTube and social media, and want to talk to him about that, his strategy of using social media to spread the good word, and also his information on Bible prophecy. So all of that in hour number two, and we'll get into Bible prophecy and what's happening in the news and how that applies biblically to our lives. All right, I just got this email, so I'll give you the date. This is from Tom Danheiser, producer for Coast to Coast AM. He says that the event is July the 27th, that I will be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida with George Norrie. And also, he says here they're working on a date for a Bitcoin-themed coast-to-coast episode. So both of those, a little bit of an update coming in real time. All right, a little bit more about the trip to Seoul. And then I want to give you a quick preview here of the three articles that I'm working, sort of give you the payoff pitch, maybe because you're a faithful listener, you kind of get to know maybe the outcome of these articles before everybody else does, who's just a reader that follows me on the blog, because these may not come out for another 2 or 3 weeks. All right. One of the things that I mentioned was how clean Seoul was, not just the streets, not just, you know, restaurants, places like that, but just the parks. I mean, I didn't see like one piece of garbage on the ground. I don't know how they do it. And people are just, I think people there are just much more personally responsible for things like that, you know, taking care of their own trash. But even on the subway, you know, we in the U.S., and I'm as prideful as anybody about, you know, America's the best country and, you know, all of that. I'm the first one to sign on to all that. But I think sometimes we take for granted a lot of things and we don't really consider that, hey, maybe some other countries have some good things going for them as well. Just compare and contrast, like the New York subway system, which is just a disaster. I mean, you get into a subway car in New York City and it smells like urine. I mean, it's filthy. Some of the subway cars are just regularly break down and people are stranded. I mean, this is just every day in New York City. You compare that to the Seoul subway system, which is just, I mean, it's immaculate. It's like you're inside Disney World or something when you get on one of these subways. And they're really fast and they're really efficient. And they go all over the city. One thing about Seoul that I'll give you as a criticism, it is really an overpopulated urban area. How overpopulated? Well, there's 25 million people that live in Seoul, in the metro Seoul, in the city and the outlying areas around Seoul, 25 million. So many times the subway system is crowded, but it's still super clean and people are nice. And so it's not a miserable experience to get on a crowded subway car that is clean and everybody's nice and courteous. So that was very helpful to be able to take the subway. I also did take some taxis. And again, there's a lot of this video of me on subways, in taxis, out in various beautiful venues that I videotaped. All of this at YouTube. Go there, search my name, James L. Paris. You'll find my channel. You'll be able to watch all of this. I did buy, before I left, a security backpack, an anti-theft backpack. And I mentioned this to a few people when I got back, and people are saying, what is that? Is it like, are you like traveling with like a safe on your back? No, it's a really cool backpack. And there's a video on the YouTube channel where I show this backpack I got. And it's only $49, so it's less than $50, and it has only one zipper on it, and the zipper is hidden, and there's no way, like if someone's behind you, there's no way they can gain access to any of your stuff. And there's even a way you can put a lock on the one single zipper that would give access to the backpack. And I have to tell you, after having a laptop and cell phone stolen when I was in Ecuador earlier this summer, I wanted to do something different. It turns out that probably Seoul, Korea was so safe that nobody would have stolen anything from me, but it gave me a sense of security to have this backpack, to not have to worry that, hey, somebody could be behind me opening up a zipper and getting my stuff. And when, you know, the backpack I had in Ecuador, it had like, I don't know, 7 or 8 different zipper pockets. And you know how that goes when you're putting it on and taking it off and you're, you know, on trains and buses and all that, zippers open up. This is a really cool anti-theft backpack, and you'll see a video of it over on my airfare. One quick story, and then I'll give you the previews on the articles. I did actually get lost one day when I was in Seoul. So the quick story on that is I took this half-day tour to the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, which was really neat. And there's some videos of that on the YouTube channel. But in any case, we get back from the tour. It's like about an hour drive to the DMZ from Seoul, Korea. So we get back into Seoul, and instead of just taking us back to where we started and dropping us off so I could like walk back to my guest house and go on with the rest of my day, they decided that the bus was going to stop at like this ginseng gift shop. I guess this is a way they make money from you, is they take you to this place where they want to try to sell you a bunch of stuff. And I thought that was really tacky of the tour company to do that. And I wasn't going to have any of it. I just decided, you know what? My tour ends right here. I'm not going into this gift shop and all of that. I was tired. I didn't want to take any more time to deal with that. So I just decided, I told the tour operator, this is it. I'm done. I'm leaving the tour. So don't be looking for me on the bus when you reload back up. So I just took off walking down the block. I ended up, I don't know where I was, and that was kind of a mistake of mine. I ended up in an area where I couldn't even get a taxi to take me back to my hotel. I don't know why. I guess there are different zones, and I was in a zone that was too far from my hotel. And I was actually lost for about an hour, and it was kind of scary because I was by myself. I mean, it wasn't like I was in a bad neighborhood, but it was just nobody spoke English. and I couldn't get any taxis, or I couldn't figure out how am I going to get back to my hotel. So I ended up wandering into a bus station, found a guy that spoke English, a manager there, and he told me what bus I need to get on. And it's the only bus ride I did take in Seoul. Otherwise, it was subways and taxis. And I didn't have a bus card. So you can't just pay to get on the bus. You have to have like a card that you buy that you put a credit on, and then you swipe this card. It's the same card you use for the subway, but I hadn't even gotten one of those cards yet because it was one of my first days in town. Guy was super nice. He put me on the bus, told the bus driver, this guy's free. Take him to this place. So the bus driver alerted me when my stop came up, and I got off and I was right by my hotel. So that all worked out, but it was a little bit scary. But in any case, the three articles. Okay, I met with two young ladies, spent about 2 hours with them. And this is a thing now. Millennials are moving to Korea, and you don't have to speak Korean to teach English in Korea. They actually give you like an assistant that teaches with you, like a team teaching situation. And the co-teacher is the Korean speaker and you're the English speaker, and you get paid like $2,000 a month. You get insurance, health insurance. They give you a place to live on top of that. They pay your airfare, and then you get bonuses. So if you last for 1 year, you get a full month's bonus, full month's pay as your bonus for making it through the full year. Then if you go a second year, at the end of the second year, you get 2 months of bonus pay at the end of the second year. And then 3 months at the end of the third year, all the way up to, I guess you can get 5 months of pay as a bonus at the end of the fifth year. It is not all unicorns and rainbows. There were issues. And this is one of the things that my article will get into is, you know, how do you get a job like this? Is it just for young people, or can someone that's a little bit older do it? What are the requirements, and what are some of the downsides of that? And also in, I think, 2 weeks, we'll have a whole show on this. We've got a guest coming in who is a recruiter for the schools in Korea for those that want to teach English. Bitcoin and crypto is huge in Seoul, Korea. I was a part of a discussion on decentralization and met some great people there. So an article will be coming out about crypto, and people in Seoul are much more interested, generally speaking, in cryptocurrency than we are here. And then on Taekwondo, I visited several really historical sites that are important to the Taekwondo version of martial arts. And there's videos on each of these little day trips that I took. Really fascinating information, and I know you'll enjoy it over at the YouTube channel. All right, we'll take a break for news and announcements. We'll be back with Pastor Paul Begley. Don't miss it.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.